But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. A lot of labor unrest for travelers heading to Europe these days. Should that concern travelers? What have you been hearing?
They should definitely be aware because we hear of disruptions for passengers occurring in France due to the air traffic controller strike. And then additionally, lots of people are working in various French cities as part of their workers' union, which includes trains, metro, and bus drivers. And then also in Germany, two of the country's largest unions went on strike earlier this week to demand higher pay at airports, ports, railways, underground services, and buses. And that led to Lufthansa to ground its flights to early into April. As well as you also have to look at the UK, where nearly 1,000 border officers have striked on several occasions. So a 10-day strike over a pay dispute has been announced by security guards during the Easter holiday period, beginning the end of March. So it just goes on and on. And it goes into Italy, into Spain. So as a traveler, you should be aware of what's going on so you can maybe pivot if possible.
Well, yeah, it's the strikes, and it's also just the civil unrest, because a lot of times when workers go on strike, there's protests in the streets, and then people add to that, and then you've got that compounding, getting around and just avoiding those types of situations, right?
Mm-hmm. What we're seeing a lot of is in Paris, the possible transit strikes. It's, you know, maybe what a traveler should do is make sure they have an airport transfer with the hotel that they're staying at, so the hotel has to get you to them from the airport. Recommend that visitors download a city mapper app, and this is great use for knowing if the public transit is disrupted and which routes in particular, or in case of big demonstrations, if certain stations will be closed for safety. If you don't speak French, keep an eye on an English language media such as France 24 and the local France for up-to-date information on strikes. This may seem obvious, but check the local social media of attractions such as museums to make sure they're open. And you don't want to trek across the city only to find that museum workers are also on strike.
Yeah, like it can really disrupt your plans, right? And especially if you've been planning this for a long time and now you're set to go and suddenly there's a strike or there's something else going wrong to disrupt this. So again, this goes back to what we constantly talk about on the podcast, and that is travel insurance. Would that help alleviate some of the situations?
Yes, absolutely, because the best form of travel insurance includes trip interruption and trip cancellation. So that will hopefully, you know, check what is going to be covered as far as what, like if you have a delay in your travel, if you need additional accommodation, or basically just day-to-day expensive, like for food, as well as to take care of any unforeseen expenses that come up because your trip has been interrupted.
And like we discussed on last week's podcast too, it always helps if you're booking through a travel advisor, because travel advisors have their ears to the ground, so to speak, and eyes on the news, so they can warn you of maybe possible scenarios. Yeah,
that's right. And most travel agents have local fixers, so they work with people at destination. So the people at destination can really have a good eye on what's going on and how to alter your travel arrangements so that in case there's a disruption or emergency, there's somebody on the ground to help you that the travel advisor works with.
So can you walk me through a scenario? Let's say you do arrive in, we'll pick Paris, for example, and suddenly there is a strike and you really can't get around very much. You know, call your travel advisor first and see what they can do.
So always know the details. So often strike notices are posted weeks in advance. And in most cases, the airlines or train operators will share critical information over email or text messages. But you should also do your own research on whether your trip might be affected by strike action. So check local news sites and airport authority websites, as many will post a calendar of proposed strike action. If possible, avoid dates when strike action is planned, but if traveling on those days is necessary, figure out an alternate route to reach your destination and take detours to avoid areas that may be impacted by the protests. For example, registration of Canadians abroad is a free service that allows the Government of Canada to notify you in case of an emergency abroad or personal emergency at home. And this service also enables you to receive important information before or during a national disaster or civil unrest. And always travel or have a backup plan when you travel. So that could include for your alternate routes or means of travel, maybe taking a different sightseeing itinerary, or planning what to do where you may have to wait for the next available flight or train. If possible, maybe pack as much as you can in your hand luggage. That way you can avoid baggage control issues.
But I guess the rule of thumb is just to be flexible and look ahead and say, well, if there is a strike, here's plan B, here's plan C kind of thing, right? To help you along the way.
Right. And as in addition to that, I would say that travelers should exercise patience and budget extra time to get around, because these things happen and you have to be aware of it and be flexible.
Good advice, good tip. So Nana Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanda Forbes. Onandaforbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanda.
Thank you.